Yeah, welcome back y'all to the Bouncing Ball Podcast. Now, what the hell? Now, the Lakers are bouncing everyone off their team. And it's so funny. It's probably crazier for that. I'm not even sure what it is, man. It's crazy. Anyway, let's get into the rumors and the trade rumors and potential trades that's been warping over our ears through the media, sports media, all this week, last week, and it seems like it's gonna be another week of that, you know, because according to the latest trade rumors that I read yesterday, last night, the Lakers are willing to give up Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Rajon Rondo, plus 2 first round picks, and some other guy, I don't know the name, for Anthony Davis. That's a lot for one person. That's literally too much for one person. I don't know. Hopefully it'll be Anthony Davis. Like the Lakers are I think they're being blinded by greed. And probably this is LeBron. You know, this is LeBron talking. You see, they're probably being blinded like greedy. Like there's no way they're gonna win a championship or a ring anytime soon. And that's just facts. And that's one of the main reasons too is that the West is packed with great teams. And not to mention the Golden State Warriors. The only way I see LeBron James getting a chance to go to the finals is if the Golden State Warriors loses this band or something. Because that team ain't going nowhere. And I don't care what no one says. That team is not losing to anyone more than 3 times. I guarantee it. The last time that happened, it was a fluke. They had to sub out. They give Steph Curry all sort of fouls and hearts. The rest literally win that championship for the Cavaliers. And that's facts. I don't care what no one says. So there's no way Anthony Davis plus LeBron James alone is going to win a championship, because that's literally all the players that the Lakers gonna have be the way that they're trading. Yeah? They're literally gonna only have Anthony Davis and LeBron James on this court, right? The only way they would have to get another All-Star or NBA superstar, right? There's rumors that Klay Thompson might be is interested in going to the Lakers. That's a rumor, right? Now, Klay Thompson is a shooter, is up there with Steph Curry. Not as good as Steph Curry, but you know he has broken some of the records that Steph Curry have set. So he's good. He's a good shooter, right? So if he's added to like Anthony Davis plus LeBron James, now they definitely have a good shot. They definitely have a good shot to come out. They probably come out in the top 3 in the West or top 4. Right? Because you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis who are the big man. You know, they can force their way to the rim, hit up, get those 2 points. You know, stack those 2 points. And they can also shoot a couple threes. And then you have someone like Klay Thompson who can drop 40 in a game by just dropping pure threes, right? So it's possible with the Klay Thompson. It's really possible with the Klay Thompson, right? That they'll be a top 3 team, right? Plus, if Klay Thompson managed to, you know, that if they could get Klay Thompson, that would be a blow as well to the Golden State Warriors, which would also make them a very good contender to be coming out on top in the West, okay? Another person that I think here, there's another rumors is that Kyrie Irving is interested as well to join LeBron James or to play with LeBron James again. Now, if that's possible, that's also a good chance, a success, right? If they end up, you know, because Kyrie was a big part of the Cavaliers winning that championship against Golden State Warriors. So if Kyrie joins LeBron James and they also get Anthony Davis, then they have a chance to be the top 3, top 4, top 2 team in the West, right? At all times, as long as Golden State Warriors remain what they are right now, they are always going to be number 1. That's just facts. They're probably the best assembled team right now in NBA history. That's a fact, right? I'm not even arguing with anyone about that. That's facts. Come on, people. If that's not a fact, I don't know what a fact is. It's probably a fact. Anyway, so the Lakers I think the Lakers are really short-sighted right now. Like, you cannot trade away a young core in hopes of winning a ring. right? You have three young guys, Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, who have the potential to become all-star and superstars in this league. Kyle Kuzma is already dropping like, averaging like 20 odd points per game. Lonzo Ball is shooting way better than he was shooting last season, right? His field goal, he needs to work on his free throws and he needs to get a lot more aggressive. But he's already playing a lot better than he was playing last year in terms of shooting. His defense is top-notch. His court vision is top-notch. And he's a damn good PG in the way he command the team and, you know, he push the pace of the team. So that's a fact, right? Brandon Ingram, they say he's an upside of Kevin Durant. All right, he's been playing a little bit shaky this season, but yeah, he has the talent, right? He has the length, and he can. These guys in 2 years' time, these guys can be developed into something amazing if you get a different coach, of course. Because Luke Walton is just a garbage ass coach, as well, right? Luke Walton is just terrible, right? And I also heard that he and some of the senior members of the team got into a little scuffle. I'm not sure exactly about the details. I'll try to get the details so and let you guys know about it. But is ask for these young guys. These young guys need someone who understand the game of basketball much more than Luke Walton, who is much more in tune with the strategies that is needed to win. Luke Walton is just, he seems like someone that's just figuring shit out. That's really what Luke Walton seems like to me. Someone who's just figuring shit out, and it's not good for the Lakers because the Lakers is a young team, and they don't need someone that's figuring things out. They need someone who understands the game and who's just going to give them the pointers that they need to win. We don't need the Lakers don't need someone who's going to be trying to figure shit out. All right, I said that like three times. That's because that's what I mean. Right. And LeBron James, now incoming LeBron James, are shaking stuff up. But I think the Lakers are being really, really short-sighted. And it's going to cost them because, you see, the Lakers already have the media buzz. Because they have LeBron James, they have Lonzo Ball, who's also very popular in the media. So it's not like they're losing in terms of advertisement, getting their tickets, their stadium seat fees and all of that. So money-wise, they're doing good. They're making enough money. I mean, their TV spots are probably, they're probably getting the most views and stuff on ESPN and all of that, especially when they meet up with the Golden State and all of these things. So they're doing good financially, at least. So that's what I think. So it's not, yes, every team needs to win a ring, but the Lakers have 16 and it's been a while that they have won a ring. So I guess they're getting desperate now. But come on, look at the bigger picture. You develop these guys to become superstars, and then in the future, you can look at 3, 4, 5 rings. Look at the Golden State Warriors. That's what they're doing. They won 3 rings in the past 5 years because they developed the talent that they had, and they added onto that talent, you know, with Kevin Durant. You get what I'm saying? That's what the Lakers need to be doing. Develop the talent that you have and then add to it. Don't take away the talent you have, the young potential talent you have, and then trying to add a max talent that you think is going to help you get there. Because LeBron James have about 4 years in his career. He's 33 or 34. So he's probably has three. LeBron has between 2 to 4 years left in his career. Right? If he sustains a major injury, that's it for him, because he's an old man right now in terms of basketball, the sport. Right? So the Lakers are, and they're trading away 2 first round picks, and I hear the Pelicans say that they need 4. So now you're also throwing away the potential to build through the draft. It's stupid. It's very stupid and short-sighted of the Lakers. Really and truly, it really is. Well, let me know what you guys think now in the comment section, and I'll see you guys in the next video. And leave and go where? If you've made it this far to the podcast episode, I just want to give you guys a thank you, you know, for watching up until this point and listening to the sponsorship ads that I played this episode. That's how I make my money, you know. So thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you guys check me out on all available podcast platforms. You know, I'll be on Apple Podcasts in a few weeks, and you know, currently I'm on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Stitcher, and some others that I have no clue about. But you could search for me. And I'm also have a YouTube channel. It's called It's Off This Ball in the Family. And Lakers Basketball. You know, I also have a website that I'll be putting in the description of these episodes. Right? So if you also can support the podcast if you like. You know, I'm not forcing you guys or creating a big soda. Please, I'm dying, I'm hungry. No, but if you like what you're hearing and you want to support the podcast, you want to let the podcast grow, you can find the support link in the description. And, you know, you can make a donation of $4 a month, as low as 99 cents a month and as high as $9 a month. So, yeah, just do that. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.